News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. After days of struggling to pick names and form a government in Afghanistan, the Taliban have almost finalized their leadership. Mullah Muhammad Hassan Akhund will be the head of state, and Mullah Baradar Akhund and Mullah Abdus Salam will be his two deputies. Top sources told CNN News 18 that Mullah Akhundzada has nominated Hassan Akhund for the post. Zabiullah Mujahideen, who briefs the media on any development in the country since the takeover, will be the spokesperson for Mullah Muhammad Hassan Akhund. The sources further said that Sirajuddin Haqqani will be the new interior minister of Afghanistan and will nominate all governors. The sources had told CNN News 18 earlier that the aim of Pakistan ISI chief Hamid Faiz's Kabul visit is to get the Haqqanis in the running to revamp the Afghan army, which is in complete disarray after the Taliban's takeover. Pakistan's ISI is regarded as being a patron of the Haqqani network, which happens to be a UN and US designated terror group, along with its nexus with the Al-Qaeda. The post of the country's foreign minister will be held by Mullah Amir Khan Mutaqqi, said sources, adding, "This government will be caretaker in nature." According to top sources in the Taliban, they may announce their government within the next 24 hours. The development comes after the group's claim to have taken control of Panjshir, along with reports indicating that deposed Vice President Amrullah Saleh has fled to Tajikistan. However, Ahmed Masood, one of the leaders of the National Resistance Force, says Panjshir is continuing its fight. According to a report in the news, Mullah Muhammad Hassan Akhund is presently head of the Taliban's powerful decision-making body, Rehbari Shura, or Leadership Council. He belongs to Kandahar, the birthplace of the Taliban, and was among the founders of the armed movement, the report said. Pakistan's ISI chief had also met former Afghanistan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hekmatyar in Kabul. And the Afghan news portal had reported that the meeting focused on how to form a coalition government in Afghanistan. The Taliban took over Afghanistan's capital city, Kabul, on August 15 in a move that surprised both their foes and friends. Since then, the insurgent group has been trying to form its government but has been postponing the announcement. At a crucial time when the government formation of the Taliban is underway in Afghanistan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to make a three-day visit to the US later this month to meet President Joe Biden and top officials of the administration. According to reports, PM Modi and President Biden are expected to discuss Afghanistan, the pandemic, climate change, the Indo-Pacific, terrorism, among other issues. The visit also comes at a time when the US will observe 20 years of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. While a scheduling team will reach the US in advance on September 9, PM Modi's visit will begin with a bilateral meet with President Joe Biden at Washington on September 23, according to a report in the Hindustan Times. The report states that this will be followed by a physical quad or quadrilateral security dialogue summit the next day. PM Modi will then address the UN General Assembly on September 25 before flying back to India. This is his first international visit after Bangladesh in March. A major topic of discussion for the bilateral meet would be diplomatic ramifications of the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, as PM Modi holds his first physical meeting with Biden after he took over as president, as reported by HT. At least six minor girls were paraded naked in a village in Madhya Pradesh's Damo district as part of a ritual to please the rain god and get relief from the drought-like situation, officials said on Monday. Taking cognizance, the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, or NCPCR, also sought a report from the Damo district administration about this incident, which occurred on Sunday at Bania village under the Jabera police station area, about 50 kilometers from the Damo district headquarters in the Bundelkhand region. A district official said a response will be submitted to the NCPCR. Damo Superintendent of Police, D.R. Tenivar, said the police received the information that some young girls were paraded naked to appease the god of rains as part of a local practice and prevailing social evils. Police are investigating this incident. Action will be taken if it is found that the girls were forced to go naked, he said, adding that villagers believe that this practice may result in rain. According to beliefs, young girls are made to walk naked with a wooden shaft rested on their shoulders with a frog tied to it. Women accompanying these girls sing bhajans to praise the rain god, he said. Damo collector S. Krishna Chaitanya said the local administration will submit a report in this regard to the NCPCR. He said the parents of these girls are also involved in this incident and they will be made aware of such superstitious practices. The district collector said none of the villagers complained about this ritual. In such cases, the administration can only make the villagers aware about the futility of such superstition and make them understand that such practices don't yield the desired results, he told reporters. And Ravindra Jadeja and Jasprit Bumrah sparked a dramatic England collapse as India sealed a 157-run win on the final day of the fourth test at the Oval on Monday. The victory meant India took a 2-1 lead in the series with one game to go in Manchester. Jadeja and Bumrah both struck twice as England lost 4 wickets for 6 runs in 36 balls after lunch, slumping to 147 for 6, chasing a target of 368. Shardul Thakur then captured the prized wicket of captain Joe Root to end the English challenge. Umesh Yadav then took care of the tail. England had been in a relatively comfortable position at 141 for 2 before left-arm spinner Jadeja, again preferred to star off-break bowler Ravichandran Ashwin, was eventually rewarded for a probing spell on a wearing pitch. Haseeb Hameed, 43 not out overnight, had become becalmed at the crease, adding just 20 more runs in 108 balls on Monday. But his defence was pierced by a Jadeja delivery that pitched just outside his leg stump before turning sharply and clipping the top of the right-handed opener's off stump. Ollie Pope, who made 81 in the first innings, was bowled for 2 by Bumrah, gaining reverse swing, giving the fast bowler his 100th test wicket. Bumrah is now the fastest Indian pacer, that is in 24 tests, to 100 wickets. Bumrah then took his second wicket in 5 deliveries when a brilliant Yorker clean bowled Johnny Bairstow for a duck. Moin Ali was powerless to prevent further collapse, the all-rounder also falling for a knot when he deflected a Jadeja delivery that turned and bounced out of the rough straight to short leg. Root stood between India and victory before Thakur forced Root to chop on in the first ball of a new spell, effectively killing England's chances. To add to England's woes, Craig Overton was hit on the elbow and bowled by a delivery from Umesh and walked off in tremendous pain. Umesh had James Anderson caught behind to seal the win. Earlier, England had resumed on 77 for no loss with Rory Burns 31 not out. History, however, was against the home side as the most they have made to win in the fourth innings of a test is 362 for 9, requiring 359 against Australia at Headingley in 2019. And no side have made more to win in the fourth innings of a test at the Oval than England's 263 for 9 against Australia way back in 1902. Burns and Hameed had denied India an early breakthrough on Sunday after the tourists had piled up 466 in their second innings with Rohit Sharma scoring 127. Umesh Yadav and fellow paceman Bumrah opened the attack on Monday with the pair both bowling a significantly fuller length and straighter line than on Sunday. However, it was all-rounder Thakur playing in his first test since suffering a hamstring injury in the drawn series opener in Nottingham who ended the opening stand. With just his fourth ball of the innings and one delivery after Burns had completed a 50 to take England to 100, Thakur's excellent leg cutter to the left-hander took the outside edge and was caught by wicketkeeper Rishabh Pant. Hameed completed a 123 ball 50, his fourth in 5 tests, before he mistimed a needless slog sweep of Jadeja, only for Mohammad Siraj to drop a routine catch at mid-on. But David Malan fell for 5 when slow to respond to Hameed's call. He was run out by substitute Mayank Agarwal's throw from cover to Pant. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.